big challenges for believers is to know what is the will of God. It has been always difficult in the history of the church, but it seems to be more difficult today because some of the characteristics of our time, individualism, selfishness, consumerism, relativism, and many other illnesses of our time. St. Paul invited the Christians of the city of Rome. It was already the center of the world. Not to conform their life with that age, but to be transformed by the renewal of their minds. A very valid invitation for us also today. If we want to discern and to know what is the will of God in our life and in our time, we need to take distance from the world, to be able to discern what is the will of God. In finding the will of God, it is very important to grow deeper in our relationship with Him through personal prayer and reflection, through hours of silent adoration, through contemplation of His presence around us. It is important to discover the presence of God among us in beauty, kindness, mutual love and respect, goodness, compassion. It is important to see also what is good, not only what is bad in the world today, because we may have that tendency to look at the TV and everything is problems and bad news and blah, 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 blah. We are invited also to discover God and the good side of God in all the goodness that is around us. And of course, if you just try to know what is the will of God, it is also important to have the intention to follow His will in our life. Otherwise, it's worthless. Because maybe sometimes we know what is the will of God, but we don't want to follow. We prefer to follow our own plans, our own will. As Jesus was announcing His passion and death to the disciples, He also explained to them and to us the conditions to follow Him. And that applied for the disciples at that time and for us. Remember that since the day of our baptism, we are called to be His disciples today. Everybody, not only the priests and religious and consecrated ones. No. Every baptized is called to be disciple of Jesus. So let us see what are the conditions to follow Him. Denying ourselves. A very clear invitation to be generous, to be open to the needs and good of others, rather than to think only in our own good. This invitation of Jesus, this call of Jesus, is the opposite to individualism and selfishness in our life. We are called to think in others first, not in ourselves. That is the first condition to follow Jesus, to be his disciple. Taking up our cross, taking up the cross. Jesus wants us to follow him with our own difficulties, with our own challenges and even limitations. He didn't call saints. As you read the gospel, you may see that the 12 were no saints. They were just normal people. And as you see also the life of the saints, they were just people striving to do the will of God. So also Jesus called us, knowing that we are not perfect, knowing that we have limitations, knowing that we have sometimes challenges in our life. But he called us to assume and accept those as part of our own life, knowing that he, Jesus, can transform everything within us and made it work according to his plans. Many of those who knew Mother Teresa of Calcutta say that she was a very hot temper, very, very hot temper, and very strict with the other sisters. That was her limitation, among others. But God used that limitation to make it work. And we all know what Mother Teresa did and how many sisters are still working in the world today for charity and for the poor. And how that hot temper gives her energy to face whatever challenges she has in her life. So we must trust in God, knowing that he can transform everything within us and made it work according to his plans. Knowing also that life is a beautiful gift, and being realistic and objective about our own self, that is to take up our cross. We all are sinners. But even though he called us to be his followers, to be his disciples, and to open our life that he will help us and transform ourselves. And then the last one, following him, following his steps. We all are called to be his disciples today. We all are called to be his visible face. We all are called to be his witness. Witness of his tender love. Witness of his mercy. Witness of his forgiveness. We are called to be living witness of the gospel, trying to live it in all situations in our life. That is the best way to be his disciples, living the gospel, trying to know the gospel and trying to follow that gospel in our daily life. Merciful and loving God, renewing us the graces of the Holy Spirit to help us discern your will for us and give us generous hearts to really follow Jesus, your Son, today.
In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit.